Gracious God, may these words be faithful to the written word and lead us to your living word. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The passage that we heard this morning from 1 Corinthians, I think, is one of the most familiar in all of the Bible. Even if you are not a regular churchgoer, if you've ever been to a wedding, chances are you have heard this scripture proclaimed. And it is so familiar to us that I think most of us fail to hear it. And so I would like to invite you to participate in a little thought experiment with me. I want you to think of something, some place, someone that you really love. This might be something as simple as the hummingbird that comes to your feeder in the spring and summers, or a beloved cat or dog, a spouse, a child, a grandparent. Sometimes those are actually harder because the relationships can be so complicated. So just pick something that when you think of this place, this being, this person, fills you with a sense of love. I'm thinking of my little corgi, Lizzie, who has a particularly close relationship with me. She actually came to church last night, much to my surprise. And she's just filled with joy. For those of you who have dogs, there is absolutely nothing like coming home at the end of a long day and seeing this boundless excitement and joy and energy to meet you. It warms my heart. It fills me with a sense of spaciousness and expansiveness. No matter what else has happened in the day, this little being vibrating out of her skin with joy opens me. I have the same experience whenever I go down by the water. No matter what's going on, how frenetic the day has been, or whatever worries are on my heart. When I walk down to Barnstable Harbor or down off of Dowsett's Beach or wherever I happen to be, I never fail to be filled with a sense of wonder and excitement and love of the beauty of this earth and the privilege of getting to behold it here on Cape Cod. It stirs my heart, it quickens me and fills me with a sense of joy, and it opens me to the way God is revealing himself in that moment, in that place. I think whether you are thinking of a person, a place, a being, whatever it is that you're thinking of, and we know, we've all heard 1,000 sermons on all the different Greek words for love, we know that the love of a dog is not the same as the love for a child. But regardless of the quality of that love, I think that all love has that capacity to open us, to soften our hearts. So when we think about the way that St. Paul is inviting us to meditate on love, and lifting up all of the qualities of it, it is first and foremost an invitation to an open and soft heart. Now, in the gospel lesson this morning, at the very beginning of it, we see this hometown crowd in love with Jesus. It's one of those very small windows of time in the Bible where everybody's happy with him. They love his preaching. They've heard about the healing miracles that he did over at Capernaum when he healed Peter's mother. They were so excited to have him, the hometown boy, come home. But you know, one of the things about love in the softening and in the opening of us is that we are guaranteed that God will move into that space and shake us up. We are not called to be in that open and beautiful space simply so we can feel good about ourselves, but so we are strengthened to do God's will in the world. So what does Jesus do in the time when he could have just basked in the glory of everybody was amazed at his wonderful teachings? He pokes the bear. He says to the people in Nazareth, so you're thinking I'm going to come here and I'm going to do the same kind of miracles I did in Capernaum. You're thinking all of these wonderful things about me. Well, let me remind you, you Israelites, that during the time of Elijah, when there was a great famine, Jesus could have come to a bunch of Hebrew widows, and he didn't. The Spirit was sent to a Sidonite, to the widow of Ephraphath, not to one of you. Oh, and by the way, Elisha, when there was all those lepers in Israel at the time, God doesn't heal any one of the Hebrew people who have leprosy. He heals a Syrian. Can you believe that? I mean, Jesus is just poking, poking, poking. No wonder they're filled with rage. Jesus basically says, you think that all of this love, this expansiveness, this openness, is so we can sit here in this synagogue and feel good about ourselves? Well, forget about it, because God does not ever call us to stay put feeling good about ourselves. One of the hardest things for us as Christians is to maintain that sense of spaciousness and love. Whatever means it takes in your life, however it comes to you, and then convert that into a spirit of joyful service. Pope Francis recently said that when we think about love, love is the horse that drives the cart, and a life of joyful service is the cart. So when you have the spirit of love arising in you, it has the power of a horse charging through the streets, and the cart that it pulls with it is however you are called to serve at this point in time. That might be in your family. It might be in your immediate community. It might be in this parish. But we are always told that the love of God moves us beyond our walls. Now, there can be a lot of very complicated feelings about that growth and that change and that movement. In the annual meeting, we will have a lot of time to celebrate the extraordinary riches of this community and the abundant blessings that God has continued to shower into our midst. And we'll also talk about some changes that are coming, many of which you know about. The introduction of another worship service on Sunday mornings. The renovation of our buildings to make them safer and more accessible and more user-friendly to all of us who spend a lot of time in these buildings. An expansion of our outreach initiatives so that we can share the love of God with the children of Cape Cod who are hungry and so desperately deserve a quality public education. While we can feel very excited and joyful and hopeful and amazed by all this growth, our instinct as humans is to constrict and to be filled with anxiety, maybe even rage, and say, I don't want this. As we reflect together on a community, on how God fills you with love, how God fills this place with a spirit of joy and love, it is our obligation as Christians to try to be honest about those places where we are feeling the expansiveness turn to constriction, where we are so excited to be welcoming newcomers and to be adding another worship style to our schedule, and I'm really resentful that I can't worship at 10 o'clock. Where we can be so excited and joyful about the new outreach initiatives, and isn't it amazing that we're going to be feeding hundreds of children who would otherwise go hungry on Cape Cod? And oh my God, aren't we doing enough already? There is that constant such incredibly human contraction that comes. Almost as soon as we begin to feel ourselves pushing, pushing, pushing forward with the love of God. This instinct is so beautifully captured in the book of Ezra this morning, when the Hebrew people are finally allowed by the king of Persia to go back to Jerusalem and to rebuild the temple. And I don't know if you flip back to the reading at the very end, you'll notice that the people, the elders, who knew what the temple was before, are filled with joy that it's being rebuilt and grief, remembering that it had been torn down. As a community, we will continue to feel God's love flowing through us and that expansive spaciousness that God brings into our lives. And we will feel times when we are tempted to contract and to constrict because change is hard. My invitation to you this morning is to be honest with me, with your vestry, and with yourselves about where you are feeling the expansiveness and where you are feeling the constriction. As Matt read, love is patient and kind, not jealous or boastful. In order to cultivate that sense of spaciousness and expansiveness, we have to also cultivate a sense of patience and kindness with each other and openness and a willingness to share deeply in this community about how we feel God is calling us forward. The opportunities present to us in this congregation at this moment in time are staggering. It is such a privilege to serve as your rector and to see the ways that your hearts and your minds are expanding with love and with a desire to share that love with God's people. And it is also a time when we have to guard against constricting back out of fear, out of anxiety, or out of worry about what's coming. We are promised so deeply that we will move through those troubled times, just as Jesus moved through that furious crowd. We are promised that God is constantly accompanying us on every stage of our journey. There is no part of this process that is outside the loving care of God. The expansiveness, the spaciousness, the love, and any other emotions that we might experience as we go through these changes. What binds us together as a community is a willingness to be honest with each other, trusting that Jesus is always with us. Jesus is always pushing us to move beyond the walls of our community and is always holding us, giving us the strength to bring God's peace, God's joy, and God's love more completely to this world. Amen. Thank you.